Well, the Iowa Hawkeye women opened the Cy-Hawk series with a win. Mackenzie Meyer had 18 points, and Megan Gustafson had 16 points and 14 rebounds in a 61-55 win at Iowa State in a game heard here on KJAN last night. That was the Hawkeyes' first win in Hilton Coliseum since 1989.
You know, our kids deserve it. Our kids deserve to enjoy this one and not talk about stats, not talk about, we didn't do some things right. Don't worry about that now. Just enjoy this win.
That's Iowa coach Lisa Bluter as the Hawkeyes improved to 9-1.
This win is for every single Hawkeye fan out there. We love our Hawkeye fans. They're amazing. And we wanted to win this so bad for the Hawkeyes fans.
Iowa State falls to 3-5, including three close losses to their in-state foes.
I thought our kids really competed. I have no problem with their effort. I have no problem with what they tried to do. I thought defensively we couldn't have played much better. Disappointed that their effort was not rewarded, but proud of how they competed.
That's Iowa State coach Bill Fenley, who says the Cyclones played well on defense last night. Hannah Stewart added 8 points and 12 rebounds also for the Hawkeyes last night. Bridget Carlton made just 3 of 16 shots, but finished with 17 points with 6 assists and 7 rebounds to help lead the Cyclones, while Adriana Camber scored 11 points and Bride Kennedy Hopate had 10 for Iowa State, who got within 1 point with 28 seconds left. The Hawkeyes made 5 of their 6 free throws down the stretch, though, to pick up that victory. Also in women's college hoops, Amber Vidal scored a career-high 24 points as Omaha beat Northern Iowa 78-74. Omaha's won 7 straight as the Mavericks used a 13-0 run to take a 65-58 lead early in the fourth quarter of that contest. Rose Simon Ressler led UNI with 18 points last night. In men's college hoops, Tristan Simpson scored 18 points and Trey Birch Manning added 17 along with 9 rebounds. And South Dakota defeated Drake 93-65. USD led 47-43 at half. But after Drake's Graham Woodward's 3-pointer opened the second half, the Coyotes scored 20 of the next 25 to open up a big lead. USD had another 15-0 run later in the game. Reed Timmer led Drake with 14 points as they shot 51% from the floor last night. In top 25 men's college hoops, it was a rough night for a pair of top 5 men's basketball teams. Second-ranked Kansas suffered its first loss of the season as Matisse Thybulle hit 5 three-pointers and scored 19 points to lead Washington's 74-65 over the Jayhawks in Kansas City. At Gainesville, Andre Jackson scored 23 points and Loyola Chicago shot 52% from the field in a stunning 65-59 win over 5th-ranked Florida. Also in the top 25, number 11 North Carolina hit a season-high 16 three-pointers as they clobbered Western Carolina 104-61. And Trayvon Blewett hit the 20-point mark for the 7th time this season, scoring 26 in Xavier's 96-70 pounding of Kent State last night. Well, the 71st meeting between Iowa State and Iowa is set for tonight in Ames, and the Cyclones hope to continue a recent trend that has seen the home team prevail in 12 of the last 14 games. After dropping their first 2 games, the Cyclones have won 5 straight.
You have great rivalries when you have 2 great universities, 2 great programs, and 2 fan bases that really, really care. And so we're excited.
That's Iowa State coach Steve Prohm, who says Iowa's 4-5 record is deceiving.
I don't really look at people's records. I look at, you know, talent level and, you know, what can Bohannon do? What can Moss do? You know, Garza, you know, they've been bouncing around at the 3 position a little bit with some different guys. You know, once they get it figured out, they're going to become a good basketball team. And so just hopefully it's not Thursday.
This will be the first game in the rivalry for several Cyclones players.
You know, I'll talk to them about, you know, really what it just means to this fan base, to this state, and to our university. You know, it's a very, very important game. Before you really enjoy something or can respect something, you have to have a great appreciation for it. And we've got a lot of respect for their program. You know, they beat us pretty good over there last year.
Iowa needs better play out of point guard Jordan Bohannon. The sophomore is shooting just under 35% in his last 3 games.
I mean, he's a great player. A lot of confidence in him. Got a lot of pressure on him. I think we got to screen more for him than we've been doing. But, you know, he's doing the primary ball handling. You know, I have no doubt he'll get back on track here soon.
That's Iowa coach Fran McCaffrey, who says the Cyclones have hit their stride after stumbling out of the gate.
You know, I think that came together for this group, you know, down at Myrtle Beach. You know, they really played well down there. And And then when they came back, I think they were a completely different team in terms of confidence and cohesiveness. So, I've been impressed with them. You know, they're a really good team.
It'll be Iowa's size against Iowa State's perimeter play. So far this season, that's been bad news for the Hawkeyes.
It's a team that puts pressure on your defense, both in transition and in half court. So you have to be locked in 5-1 at all times. Any breakdown, and they're going to exploit you. And our defense has struggled in that area a lot this year, so we've got to be better.
Now, we've got plenty of coverage for you tonight here on the radio, as we'll have Hawk Talk with Fran McCaffrey at 4:30 this afternoon, and we'll follow that up with the Iowa-Iowa State pregame show, 6 o'clock here on the Hawkeye Network, 7 o'clock tip time from Hilton Coliseum. You can catch all the action live tonight right here. Well, John Lewis of Sports Media Watch says interest in the college football playoff could be tempered because there are no teams from the Pac-12 or the Big Ten. He says the strong regional flavor could cause casual fans to not tune in. He said TV ratings could be helped by the semifinals being played on New Year's Day instead of New Year's Eve. Los Angeles radio host Petros Papadakis isn't so sure. He says football is so ingrained in U.S. culture that fans with no rooting interest will still watch. Well, Penn State's Saquon Barkley is the Offensive Player of the Year for the second straight season, and Iowa linebacker Josie Jewell is the Defensive Player of the Year on the Associated Press All-Big Ten Conference team. Wisconsin took the other two top honors. Freshman running back Jonathan Taylor was voted Newcomer of the Year. Paul Christ was picked as the Coach of the Year. In other college football news, Willie Taggart's contract as Florida State's new head football coach will pay him $30 million over 6 years. The university released the letter of understanding signed by Taggart after he was announced as the Seminoles' new coach on Wednesday. Florida State will also pay the nearly $1.4 million he still owes South Florida and $3 million owed to Oregon as part of buyouts of his previous contracts. Taggart replaces Jimbo Fisher, who resigned to accept the opening at Texas A&M. Arkansas has hired SMU's Chad Morris as its new football coach after the two sides worked out a 6-year, $21 million package. The former Texas high school coach and former Clemson offensive coordinator replaces Brett Bielema, who was fired. Mike Blumgren has been hired as the coach at Rice. The school says Blumgren okayed a 5-year contract after spending last season as the associate head coach and offensive coordinator at Stanford. He takes over for David Bailiff, who was fired November 27th. Pittsburgh has signed coach Pat Narduzzi to a new contract that will keep him with the Panthers through the 2024 season. Narduzzi is 21-17 in 3 seasons with the Panthers, including a 5-7 mark this season. Oklahoma quarterback Baker Mayfield, Stanford running back Bryce Love, and Louisville quarterback Lamar Jackson are the finalists for the Associated Press College Football Player of the Year. The winner will be announced Thursday. The finalists are the same as those for the Heisman Trophy, which will be presented on Saturday. Former SMU and NFL head coach Ron Meyer has died at the age of 76. Meyer was the architect behind SMU's powerhouse Pony Express teams that included running backs Eric Dickerson and Craig James before the program eventually skidded toward the NCAA's death penalty ruling for jaw-dropping rules violations. He won a division title in 6 seasons with the Colts from 1986 to 91 and was with the New England Patriots when he called for a snowplow to clear a spot so the team could kick a game-winning field goal in a game in 1982. In NFL news, the Pittsburgh Steelers say linebacker Ryan Shazier has been transferred from a Cincinnati hospital to Pittsburgh Medical Facility to continue treatment for a spinal injury suffered during Monday night's game against the Bengals. The Steelers added that Shazier will continue to undergo testing before the team offers an update on his status. Shazier left Paul Brown Stadium on a stretcher following a tackle that left the 25-year-old writhing on the turf, his legs motionless. 2-time Super Bowl MVP Eli Manning is back as the Giants' starting quarterback. He was benched last week by former coach Ben McAdoo, who along with general manager Jerry Reese were canned on Monday. The Chiefs have suspended cornerback Marcus Peters for Sunday's game against Oakland for his embarrassing tantrum during a last-minute loss to the Jets last weekend. Peters threw an official's flag into the stands, stalked off the field wearing a smile, and then ran back onto it without wearing socks when he realized that he hadn't been ejected from the game. And a baseball note, the San Francisco Giants feel they have the pieces to acquire reigning National League MVP Giancarlo Stanton. Giants general manager Bobby Evans confirmed on San Francisco's flagship radio station that the club has reached the parameters of a potential trade for the Marlins outfielder. Evans added that the specifics of the deal weren't something they were comfortable in revealing, but he added their terms with the Marlins are clear. Stanton is due to make $25 million in 2018 after he led the majors with 59 home runs and 132 RBIs this season. That's a look at sports this hour, brought to you by Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company. Check with them for complete internet hookup. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.